Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're talking with Dr. Mike Roizen. Yes, this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, number 950. Heartburn drugs, again tied to fatal risks. That's one of our stories. What heartburn drugs? Get off the protein pump inhibitors after 2 weeks. Switch to something else. Or get another therapy for your heartburn or GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, we call it. By the way, last week's story, I love it. Early time-restricted feeding, again shown to be beneficial, this time in all the markers of aging, and changes genes that we know promote aging and turns on a gene that slows aging. That was last week's story. You'll want to also listen to last week's B. Remember, the A is always the news of the week. The B is the guest. The guest last week, fantastic. Jason Torchinsky, robot, take the wheel, talked about the other effects of autonomous vehicles. He's been studying this. He's great article, great book, Robot, Take the Wheel. And he talks a lot about what it means for the rest of the things in your life. By the way, so heartburn drugs tied to fatal risk. Young adults see less harm in tobacco products and prefer online health information. Oh, gosh, fake health information. 1 million people a day get sexual infections. The World Health Organization warns. Opioids put Alzheimer's patients at risk of pneumonia. Vitamin D failed to prevent type 2 diabetes. The latest on improving mobility. The disrupted gut microbiome promotes breast cancer in mice, what that means for the rest of us. The sleep habits are linked to poor blood sugar control in diabetics and pre-diabetics, that is, poor sleep habits are. And the exercise rates are rising in both urban and rural Americans, but not enough. And by the way, if you get an allergic reaction and have an outdated epinephrine injector, try it anyway on your way to the emergency room. It may just be very effective because most of them are effective at long after the date that they say they're effective at. Now, let's go and get to these stories, important stories. The first one is the one I like most. Heartburn drugs are tied to fatal risks. Why do I like this? Because it's a really important warning for all of us about heartburn drugs. People who use the protein pump inhibitors for months are increased risk of sudden deaths from heart problems, their increased risk of stroke, increased risk of kidney disease, and even some other diseases. So what are these? These are the protein pump inhibitors, Prilosec, Omeprazole, Prevacid, Lansoprazole, and Nexium, another Omeprazole drug. They rank as the top-selling, both over-the-counter and prescription medications in the U.S., and the latest findings are specific causes of death. That is, 13% of PPI users died of a cardiovascular condition, including heart disease and strokes. That's a 20% more than died who used another class of heartburn drugs. And when you look at all of them, stroke, heart disease, kidney failure, using these drugs for more than 2 weeks, just 3 weeks, increases the risk of death from all causes by about 20%. That's pretty amazing. So if you're on a heartburn drug because you have heartburn or gastroesophageal reflux disease, what can you do? Get off of one of the omeprazoles within 2 weeks. That is, stop taking what we called the purple pill in my day. And by the way, this study was done in veterans, but there's another study in Women's Health Initiative, and there are other studies that all confirm these. So it's pretty good data that these increased kidney failure, increased stomach cancer, increase your risk of dying of all causes and of heart disease. So bed up, lose weight. Most important, this maybe we should think of it as a warning sign, you've got to lose weight. Now, the second story that's the best story also is a scary one, scary at least to me, because what it says is that there is a risk from the fake medical news on the internet. Dr. Oz pointed this out to me long ago. We try and make everything at ShareCare.com and on the Cleveland Clinic site, obviously, as accurate as possible. But the young people, that is people under the age of 29, like to get their health information from the internet more than anything else. If you're 65 and older, you're four times more likely to get your healthcare information than a young person is from your physician. Good source. But the point, and even 30 to 64 are 2.5 times more likely. But the young people get it on the internet, and by the way, they see less harm in tobacco products because the tobacco companies and the e-cigarette companies have been pretty good at promoting this. Wrong. These things cause inflammation in you. These things inhibit your first line of defense. So you have a first line of defense of your skin on the outside, your gut bacteria on the inside, but in your trachea, in your throat, when you take things in your nose and your throat, you are likely to cough them up because you've got a bunch of beating brushes called cilia. Well, guess what? When you expose them to vaping of almost any kind, and e-cigarettes and tobacco, you inhibit those brushes from working, and the bad actors get further into your lung, causing inflammation in the rest of you. The World Health Organization said that more than 1 million people get sexually transmitted infections. Rates of chlamydia, gonorrhea, trichomonas, and syphilis are the most worrying, and the gonorrhea are in super bug forms. So sexually transmitted infections are everywhere. The better drug therapy for HIV doesn't mean you don't have to use protection. Use condoms, use protection at all times. Opioids put Alzheimer's patients, giving narcotics instead of hypnotics to Alzheimer's patients puts them at risk of getting more pneumonia and more infections that are serious and bad for health. Excuse me. Vitamin D doesn't protect against type 2 diabetes. It was thought if you gave high enough doses, maybe it would. It doesn't seem to in this study of people who had normal levels. And after 2.5 years, diabetes rates were 9.4% per year with vitamin D supplements. In the pre-diabetics, 10.7%. It was insignificant. To me, that's about a 20% reduction. So if they had done more people in the study, maybe they would have shown it because, 293 people in the vitamin D group developed it, 323 in the placebo capsule group. So I think we aren't through yet with these studies. Vitamin D is a good thing to take, and I really believe it's a benefit for most of us to get our vitamin D levels measured and to get them certainly above 35, and I believe probably in the 50 to 80 range. Now, interesting story. The Medicare stopped paying for hospitals for the extra stay of patients who broke bones or fractured a hip while in a hospital. So what did the hospitals do? They stopped these patients from moving as much, which means that when they got home, they are more vulnerable to falling and more vulnerable to all diseases because they haven't had movement while they've been in the hospital. And that's exactly what the data show. Bad news, law of unintended consequences. If you've got a loved one in a hospital, help them get moving. Yeah, do stand with them, do protect them, but keep them active. Make sure they're getting physical therapy. Push on it. Push the hospital on it. Be a little bit aggressive at getting the hospital to do what's right for your loved one. Disrupted gut microbiome promotes breast cancer spread. That is in, this was a group looking at microbiome. And when you got antibiotics or chemotherapy, which disrupted the gut microbiome, the spread of breast cancer in these mice increased. So you've got to make sure that if you're taking a chemotherapy or an antibiotic, maybe to take a probiotic at the same time. We don't have good enough data. All we have is data that a disrupted gut microbiome is bad. And we also know that you can protect your microbiome pretty easily. Cancer survivors, more than 22 million of them by 2030. That's a good thing. At least in my mind, that's a good thing. It means we got a lot of people surviving. And hopefully the immunotherapy, and we'll talk about that in one of our upcoming segments, one of our upcoming times. We're going to talk about the immune system and how it is an elegant system. We did that, in, and you'll want to go, this was actually a wonderful interview with, I'm trying to find it, it was an elegant, it's talk about the elegant defense. And I don't know when I did that. I got to find that when we did that book. There it is. Matt Richtel, RICHTEL, 938B, a great interview, The Extraordinary Science of the Immune System. And it is a great system. And we're going to talk more about that, how it's both a defensive system and maybe an offensive system. The next article that I think is important is that you've got to have consistent sleep habits. We talked about that in one of the articles in 949A. Well, it comes up again with another article the next week, that tells about if you have irregular sleep habits, you have varying blood sugar levels. And that was with continuous glucose monitoring. The other article last week talked about varying sleep levels and varying sleep times increase the risk of type 2 diabetes, not a little. If it varied by 2 hours or more, mine often did on weekends, it increases your risk of type 2 diabetes by 57%. Yeah, big number. Exercise rates, the CDC say, are going up by about 20% in both city and rural, but not enough. We're still at less than 25% in both groups. Other story, many epinephrine self-injectors are still potent long after their expiration date. You got someone with an allergy, while you're getting them to the hospital, give them the injection with the self-injector. It may still work. Okay. Big story, heartburn drugs, again tied to the fatal risks of heart disease, cancer, and kidney disease. So if you're on one of those protein pump inhibitors, they often have the last part of it, imipramine or something like that. They often were termed the purple pill. They are wonderful. They work like wonders, but don't take them for more than 2 weeks. Start to lose weight immediately. That's the best thing. Avoid pepper. Maybe avoid other triggers like alcohol. Sometimes caffeine's a trigger. And put your bed up in the air, meaning the head part of the bed, put on stilts so you sleep in a downward position. That's really important at avoiding that. So that's our biggest story. Remember, teach your young adults not to avoid, if you will, the internet, but teach them, get the health information from reliable sources like the Cleveland Clinic, like the Mayo Clinic, like WebMD, like ShareCare on the internet. These are reliable sources, and get it there as the place to get their health information. Don't avoid getting it from a doc, even a doc on the internet through a virtual appointment. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. You are listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast number 950A. You've just completed that. Go back to 949A. We had some great stories about time-restricted feeding, how fast it changes your gene functioning, and, well, I don't want to also, there are other great stories on that, as well as the 949B, which was, in fact, the story on Robot Take the Wheel. Thanks very much. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.